We're learning Daf Kinim Daf Chav Gimel. And we're starting second parak, beginning of the Mishnah. Kan Stuma. That's what we're talking about until now in the Mishnah is Kan Stuma. Kan Stuma means a pair of birds that we didn't specify yet which one's the Chatz, which one's the Oila. It's a Kan Stuma. Sheparach Mimena Goizel La'avir. One of the two birds ran away. Oy Sheparach Lebein Hamesos. Or one of them didn't run away, ran to a different group of birds which were slated for Misa. So that means that one bird that ran away becomes one of the Mesais also. Well, one of the two birds died. So it's very simple halacha that the first bird just gets another pair to it because nothing happened to the first bird. One ran away or went to Bena Mesais or died. It makes a difference. What? I mean, the first one, we're talking about the first pair, you just get another one for the pair, and that's it. Paruch levein ha-kreivos. Let's say one of them ran to the kreivos. It didn't go to a mesa. It goes to a mesa, then that's a mesa also. It goes to, or dies itself, it's dead. So therefore, it's not a gay that one. That one's finished. So that one, I'm not talking about that one. That's the question of Yosef. That's the question. That's done. The first one needs a new pair, and that's it. But
it just doesn't say one case, and ran away.
No, because Paruch Levein HaKreivos, but if it ran away to the Levein HaKreivos, then the lach is different. Then Pasul U'Paisel. Pasul U'Paisel Echad Kenegda, whatever, it's Kenegda. Shagoizel HaPareach, Pasul U'Paisel Echad Kenegda. The lach is, if one runs away, it's Pasul and a Pasul Echad Kenegda. What does that mean? That means like this. Just to give an example, it's much better if you have a group of each lady has four birds, two kinim, two pairs. So one of them ran to the next pair, one of them ran to the next one. So one has three now, one has five now. The halacha is that the three will only be makar of two, because it can't makar of one, and the five only makar of four. So it comes out, an entire kan got pasul. That's what it says here. It's pasul, upaisa echa kenegda. Shagoyz la preach, pasul, it's pasul, upaisa echa kenegda. What's the pasul one kenegda? And when the Mishnah is going to give the ketzad in a second. Ketzad. Shtei nashim, there's two nashim. Lazu, for this person, for this lady, shtei kinim. Lazu shtei kinim. This lady has two kinim, this lady has two kinim. Paruch mazu lazu. If one of them flies away from, you know, Rachel to Leah, Mezulazu, Paisel Echad Bahali Chasai. It passes one when it goes there. It passes a whole can. Or two of them become Paisel. Like we just said, if you have four and four, one goes away to the air. So here on the three, one who has three only mark of two. And the one who has five, you only mark of four. So now we'll explain what the reason is. Why is that? Why is the Paisel? No one asked the question the first time. Why is the Paisel Taka? Why is the Paisel? In the case where you go from there to there, the reason is like this: that in the first group, if you have three altogether, two and one, if they were makir of that one, let's say as a chatas, so that would certify that the other one, its match, is a oila. Now the oila is mixed up with with five in that group, so you wouldn't be able to bring any chatayas there because maybe you're picking up the oila. So therefore, we say don't be makir of the third one here. In this one, when it's five, why are you making all five? What's the problem? You worry that's a certified. The other one, you're leaving empty anyway, the third one. So why do you do all five here? The reason is different, because there, we're not sure which one you're being makir. So it comes out, maybe out of the four that belong to that lady, you're going to bring, let's say you bring the fifth one as a chatas. You're going to bring three chatas, and you can't do that. So therefore, you leave the fifth one empty also. So that's why we just explained why, in the first group, you leave the third one, without doing any carbon, and the other group, the fifth one, it comes out a whole entire can. Two birds are not used here. So, okay, that shtei nashim mazu shtei nashim zu shtei kinim zu shtei kinim parak mazu zu paisel echa b'halichasai. It passes a whole entire can b'halichasai, like we just said. Chazar. Now these five went back to the first one. We don't know what its bird is, but a bird went back. Paisel echa b'chazarasai. So it comes out, now each one has four, but each one cannot be makir of two. Each one can't be makir of two. Even though it's four and four, each one can be makir of two, each group. The first group can't be makir of two because if you make them, maybe they came from two different kinim, they're going to certify the other two and make the other one mixed up with a bunch of different things. And in that one, you can't be makiv those two, because maybe it all belongs to the same isha and all certify one. You have both problems. So therefore, you can't bring a full four birds. You can't bring. But here we're talking about altogether eight birds. So parav chazar, parav chazar, lehifsiklum. Now, if any, now it keeps on flowing more back and forth, there's no hefsid. Shafilim aravis, even if they're mixed up, ain pachas mishdayim. Like we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, that even if something is mixed up, you always can bring half the kabbanas are fine. That's for sure fine. Now, what's the reason? Because for sure, even if it all belongs to one lady, they can bring two pairs. So there's nothing wrong that can happen. You bring two oilas and two chatas from this mixture, there's no problem. Because at worst, it belongs all to one lady. And then they have one chatas and one oil all together. You didn't bring three oilas and chatas. You only brought one, two chatas and one oila. What? But here are all stumas. So the first one they're bringing, so then it works. So they brought each one for a chas and a oila, and once you get to the next level, then it gets problems, because then they don't have that match anymore. But here, zikha half is for sure, there's nothing that could go wrong. So zokta mishdavaita. So the next case is a little more complicated, going with the same thing. Luzu, there's seven ladies. Okay, seven ladies. Luzu achas. So there's seven ladies over here. One has two birds. Achas means one kan, two birds. Luzu shtayim, luzu gimel. Luzu gimel means how many birds? Six. Luzu dalid, this one has four pairs, which is eight. Luzu hey, luzu vav, luzu zayin. You have seven ladies, and each one, the number that we call them, that's how many pairs of birds they have. The number zayin has 14 birds. Okay? What? We don't call birds. In the Sabbath kingdom, we call everything pairs. We call everything pairs. What?
How many total is there?
What's the difference? There's seven different groups. I didn't feel the need to figure it out. It makes a difference. Because every person is separately. So there's no need to figure that out. The numbers, the seventh lady has how many pairs of birds?
Seven
pairs, right. 14 birds. And the number five has 10 birds. Five pairs, exactly. So that's, we know that, then we're good. And what happened over here? Parach mana rishayna lishniya. A bird jumped out of a rishon and went to the second one. And a bird jumped out of a second one and went to the third one. We don't know if it's the same bird. Parach mana rishayna lishniya lishishas revias v'chamishas lishishas lishvias. So the halacha we just learned is, anytime a bird leaves something and goes to somewhere else, it patters a whole entire kan, right? It patters a whole entire kan. And then, v'chazar, then it went back. It went back against the row. It went like this. One, two, three, and it came back and jumped back. Another bird went back this way. Two ways. So it comes out, each lady loses two pairs of birds, like we said before. They lose two pairs of birds. Okay? So therefore, if that's the cheshbon, then it's very simple, the Mishnah. Once you know why they lose two pairs of birds, I don't know, that we've spoken about before, but I don't know if they got it 100%, but if they got that, then it's very simple now. They lose two pairs of birds. That's what happens because, like I said, when a bird leaves to go to another place, there's two. You lose a pair. Why? You can't be makir of the odd number here because you don't want to certify another bird, and there you don't want to do an extra one because maybe you're going to use the same for the same lady's birds three chatayos. So you lose an entire pair. What?
First lady owes you a pair?
Yeah, they'll do a shutfist. They'll do a thing. If it's not no one's fault, they'll just do a shutfist and bring another bird. Maybe they'll lose half a beer. So it says over here, v'chazo apaisel achav v'chasev achav chazrasai. It passes one bird, one pair of birds on the way there, and one pair of birds on the way back. So what comes out? Harishayno had only one pair of birds. He can't bring anything, right? Vashniya had two pairs of birds. Also can't bring anything because he passes two pairs. Ein lam klum. Hashlishis yeshla achas. The third one who had three pairs now is let down to one pair. Haravias, who had four pairs, Yeshoshtai, is down to two pairs. Hachamishas, the fifth lady who had five pairs, Yeshla Shalosh has three pairs. Hashishas, the one who had six pairs, Yeshla Arba, is down to four. Hashvias, Yeshla Sheish. Now, why did it say Hashvias, Yeshla Chamesh? Very simple. Because the Shvias only lost the bird once, not twice. because he was the last one on the thing. So Aaron lost the bird one time on the way back. There was only Bachazirasa, he lost the bird. The way there, it just got an extra bird. So, and it went there, so it only lost one bird one time, and therefore only loses one pair. Now, what happens if, again, this whole thing happens again? Parach, b'chazer, then again, poysel echabach lichosoy, v'achabach hazirosoy. So again, you pass another two pairs. So Ashlisius, who was down to one, got nothing now. Ravius, who was down to two, got nothing also. Elam klum. Achamishus, that was down to three, yeshla achas, has one. Hashishus, that was down to four, yeshla shtayim, has two. Hashavius, yeshla chomish. Again, only loses one because it was the last stop, so it only lost it once. Now what happens? Parach, b'chazer, it goes again, the whole thing. Now another two are knocked down. Lose two pairs. Okay, we'll see in a second. This is a chiddush already. Parach v'chazer, poisel, parach v'chazer, poisel v'chazer v'chazer. Hachamis is yishei leklum. Hashvi is yishei arba. The seventh has four. So now this is a huge chiddush. You know why? Why should the seventh only bring four pairs? It could bring all the pairs now. Why? You're not bringing any other birds.
No one else has anything.
So what are you worried about? You know, or certify anything, no one else is bringing anything. So that's why it's a little bit of a chiddush. And the Yesh Oimrim Taka argues, the Yesh Oimrim, Hashvius Lev Sida Klum, didn't lose anything. So it's a chlokes what it means exactly, Lev Sida Klum. Either means it could Taka bring all seven, or the pshat that the Pasha pshat is that it could still bring five. But the last Pricha Achroino doesn't lose, because there's no Gzeira on that. The other ones have Gzeiris, maybe if you let them do it, it's Gzeira to other ones, but here no one's bringing anything anyway, so therefore, our last pricha doesn't lose anything. V'im parach mina meisos lekulon harikulon yemusu. If there's a whole group of birds that's slated for misa, it was chatas shemesu balei, it was chatas that was mesu, the owner died and it was certified v'chatas already, and that jumped into your group, kulon meisos. Then it's partial to kulon meisos because you're not sure which one's the chatas meisos. Then it'll be kulon meisos. Very simple halacha. That'll be kulon meisos.